Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Itata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, half-elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter, half-orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tellyman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Chris Blick.
Oh, Chris Blick.
Chris Blick.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Okay, let's go to Wizard and Spear before this badger dies.
As you guys draw up on the Wizard and Spear, the candlelight is out.
Well, I don't think we go in there guns a-blazing because I know what happened last.
No, I think we might be able to pull some weight with the quartermaster.
Just as you are looking in, you see somebody drawing the curtains inside.
I'm going to turn and wave and say, "This is your quartermaster. We have an injured being here that we are trying to heal. Can you help us?"
The answer is no.
Yeah, I was going to say, I take that as a no. Okay, I'm going to go up to the front door and knock on it and repeat, "We're in need of some help. Can you please open up your doors and help us heal this animal?"
What?
"This is your quartermaster. We need some help. Healing potions or whatever you've got to try and heal this animal."
The door opens. And in front of you, Leah.
You. Oh, hi, Leah.
What do you want?
Leah!
I'm going to motion for Kaitoa to move forward and present, I guess, Chris Blake.
I'm going to stay laying down for a second because I don't really see that.
Okay, well, then I'm going to point to the wagon and say to Leah, "We have an injured animal that is a dear friend of my friends here that we're trying to heal. We thought you might be able to help with some of your magic."
"A dear friend of your friends? I'll do all I can to help. I've already healed one animal today. What a strange day it's been. Earlier on, I was healing your party's badger."
"That is exactly who needs more healing."
How so?
And then I'm going to yell at Kaitoa. "Kaitoa, bring Chris Blick over."
I was listening. Yeah, I'm going to hop up now and run over and walk in the door.
"What is this? What is this that you fight 3 to 4 times a day, you folks? I don't know if I can keep this up. Bring him in. Bring him in, this black and white animal."
I bring in Chris Blick. Close the door behind me and put her out on the counter.
Okay. As you close the doors behind you, it seems like the meat wagoneers have at least, as far as they're concerned, completed what you asked them to. You see them turn around, guys, and, start heading back towards the direction of Southie. South Pole docks, where typically they've gone to do their clean the armor and turn bodies into sausage. So they're now leaving as you close the door, and you're now inside the Wizard and Spear after hours. Maybe this is that private shopping experience that you were hoping for so long ago, Kaitoa. Except this time it is not under great circumstances. Kaitoa, as you rush in, as she pulls back the leather sort of stretcher that you've made out of this man's armor, she gasps.
Oh.
And although she is visibly shocked, she composes herself. Where are you putting Krizblik?
Just on the storefront counter.
You go and put Krizblik on the storefront counter.
Yeah.
And as you do so, Leah comes around to the back of the counter.
This is beyond my healing arts. And today has been trying in a way that my skill has only just been able to fulfill.
Perhaps there's someone else here who can help or her.
She is a she?
Yeah.
She badger. I have healed this animal once today.
Yes, but I know these wounds are extend. Like, but please help us.
And your friend. Oh, there's a bit of blood coming from your midsection.
And she's pointing at you, Rook.
Yeah, I got into a little bit of an encounter.
Yeah, almost dead.
Well, I have something special, but not to resurrect, not to revivify. I don't know where we'll get a lore master or somebody with healing arts here. Nonetheless, I do have something for a grievous wound, special from Lantern.
And she produces, Rook, from below the counter, a small satchel, and from within it, she produces a healing potion. Not just any healing potion. You guys recognize this. It is the True Elf brand.
The True Elf brand.
Ooh.
Bellic has cured many a hangover with this healing potion.
Yeah, so Rook, as she produces this... Yeah, what are you doing?
I will go forward and... I need some pretty bad healing too, so I'll move forward and reach forward and say, how much for this special healing potion?
My lord, the cash register's closed for the day. Take it and say no more. My attention must be on matters of life and death.
And she shakes her head and just hands it to you.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to slam it back.
Okay, that's 2d4 plus 4.
2d4 plus 4.
Kaitoa, as you see Rook pop in the top beside you, Leah has now turned her attention to the badger. She pulls off the leather now completely. She takes the poncho and rolls it back, and it is gruesome. There, I mean, Krizblik has been, rent almost in half. She's like a third of the way through chopped. There is not any sign of life or warmth. Rigor mortis has set in, Kaitoa, as you look down at your badger companion.
There's got to be a way to bring her back.
There is. Of course there is.
I know there is.
Okay, I rolled a 5, so plus 4 is a 9.
Rook, you see the wrapping be taken off Krizblik. The time has long passed for any immediate healing. You feel a rush, and like before, Rook, these healing potions are really starting to kind of take with you, whereas before it was kind of a rough and really disturbing experience. That is gone now, Rook. These healing potions, fuck, they hit the spot. And you feel
He's hooked.
A scarification of the open wounds. It was mean, and now it is clean.
Nice.
Blood rushing like everywhere. Slapping his veins. I need it.
Krizblik.
Yeah, there's no life in this medium-sized badger.
Creative ways to bring her back.
Creative ways? Well, there's a few. Obviously, the crystal trade isn't what it used to be, but a certain level of sorcerer or wizard may
what
be
about
able
Mem?
To help.
What about Mem?
Ooh, he's hot under the collar about you boys.
There's got to be a way to persuade him.
I need those stones back.
What stone?
Well, the ones I lent your friend, that chisel jaw fellow I haven't seen since. He said he'd be back in a week, but I've been found out, and it's not something Mem takes lightly, stealing his precious artifacts. He's, of course, sleeping here, in his own residence is attached.
Okay, they're on their way. In the meantime, just tend to her wounds. Give me something to heal, and we'll go from there.
Oh, Dan. Oh, there's only one thing I can think of. But, well, come with me. Come with me.
And she's beckoning you now, Kaitowa, into the back room of the Wizard and Spear, where you have not been before.
Pick her up. Burrito her up again.
All right, I do my best. My best Gordo. And yeah, head to the back.
Okay, you are entering into the back room of the Wizard and Spear, and it is interesting back here. The first thing you would notice is a large desk empty off to the side, and then to the other side, sort of like a small stage and a huge bank of lockers, iron lockers.
Over here, over here.
She's indicated to you, Kaitowa, a small chest over at the side, beside the desk.
It's an icebox.
I gently lay her down inside.
Okay, it's a small ice box that looks like it's, you know, used for
put it on ice. Just put it on ice.
Yeah, maybe you're cleaving in half. Here, this
put it
does
on.
Look
put
like
some
a
ice
small,
on it.
You know, a small home, you know, sort of attached to the back of Wizard and Spear, and there's a meager sort of pantry, and within this pantry is an ice box, and within this ice box is now the body of Krizplik.
Yeah.
You have now shut that little chest, Kaitowa, and Leah again is now doing her hair up into a bun after helping you again, and there is quite a lot of blood, like right up to her her arms there from inspecting Krizplik, and she is now going to a wash basin in the corner. And Rook, you've now sort of been left in the front. Kaito has gone through the door just as a reminder. The store is empty. The light is out. It's quite dark in here. Kaito and Rook, what you doing?
Well, I need a potion to heal or some sort of healing. So I ask for some help.
And when do you take off the armor?
It doesn't come off.
Yes. Well then, does it work on your spirit then, the healing brew?
Whatever you give Rook, I need to try. If not, I just need time and tools to fix myself.
Yes, it seems like the chinks in your armor and the little bits, it seems like those bits would need to be replaced. There's a bit of you missing right there.
Is there any scrap metal and tools around here?
I'll go to the front and grab another one of the True Elf bottles there.
She finishes up, you know, washing her forearms, straightens herself out. She is now rushing back into the front. Rook, you now see her kind of burst towards you as you're kind of leaning against the desk, swooning a little bit in the delight of the healing.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out, watch what's going on.
All right, she's just rushed in, grabbed another bottle, rushed back out. Door is still open, and Kaitowa, she now, you know, taps you on your metal haunch. She is dwarfed by you in comparison. You know, but as she taps you on the side, Kaitowa, she hands you this bottle and says,
"Bottoms up! Where's the rest of your party?"
They should be here shortly. Please, if you can keep an eye out for them. They'll probably come in quite haste.
She puts her hand on her hips.
No. What do you mean? Keep an eye out.
Would you rather me stand out on the street?
Can you roll a persuasion, Kaitowa?
Yeah. Six.
Mem! Wake up! Mem! Wake your ass up!
And you now see her put her second hand on her other hip and give you the old one eyebrow up and kind of shimmying the head back and forth.
Look, I'm happy to help. Don't boss me around.
I'm sorry. I meant no disrespect. I'm just worried about Crisplick.
Get your 350-pound half-orc to stand guard.
I'll stand guard. Please.
Leah is now accompanying both of you, kind of like to this area that is darkened now that the shades have been drawn in the front.
Mem will be down in a minute, I'm sure. I'm going to catch Kudur for it, but probably better that we all sit down and have a chat. I need the stones. Both.
They're on the way.
Neither of you have them?
No, the gentleman we're looking out for have them. That's why it's important they get in.
Whew, you boys. Not a big fan right now. Not a big fan.
Okay.
I know, we're a handful.
Rook, you said you were just hanging out. You have now truly been invited to hang out.
Yeah, she asked for me to stand guard, and I said, yeah, I'll do that. So
Okay, so you then, Rook, would be posted up. You'll see anybody who's coming down the street. However, you know, with the curtains drawn, you know, you can just kind of peek out behind the curtains. You know, you won't be giving the impression that the shop is occupied. There is no torchlight inside Kaitoa. You know, so I suppose it's quite dark indeed. There were little candles in the back. But for all intents and purposes, now it's quite dark, guys. Night has truly fallen. It's cold out here, and it's probably, you know, drawing nigh on, you know, 8 or 9 p.m. Steve, Belleg, in front of you is approximately a, you know, 8-foot gap. It's the first gap, the first parkour gap you have to clear if you want to stay up along this second and a half floor, about 30 to 32 feet up.
All right.
8-foot gap.
This is
so
easy.
Are we rolling dex or acrobatics? Yep.
Yeah,
this acrobatics. Is easy.
Acrobatics.
That's a 14 plus a fuck ton. 14 plus 5. So okay. 19.
All right. I want you guys to imagine a side-scrolling montage. Steve, what'd you roll?
That is a non-natural 20.
Okay, you both leap over. You take about 20 steps over to the next roof. Roll again. This is about a 10-foot gap, and it goes up approximately 2 feet. Better not trip on this one.
Oh, that's easy. 17 plus 6.
That's an 11 plus 5, so 16.
Oi! In lockstep, both of you guys clear this one too, and actually neither of you even had to do, you know, the little foot push. You really cleared that. You are dashing now. Oh, guys, you have now made it completely out of that sort of quarter master's barracks area, and there's a large 14-foot gap across here. However, it is also down by an entire story. So 14 across, 10 down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which roll?
That's a nat 1.
15 plus 6 is 21.
Okay. Belleg, you come crashing down 3 stories and break your leg.
Fuck.
Steve, well, as you look back upon the screaming Belleg, what do you do?
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I guess I'm gonna drop down and help him.
Do we hear this?
You guys are about still a block away. They had made it halfway there, but they had not even entered the same block as the Wizard and Spear yet.
Yeah.
So, hey, Belleg, it wasn't your fault acrobatically. It was your perception. There was a roof tile that was, you couldn't tell, dislodged. And the one time you had to push off it, you know, it gave and you stumbled. And you barely were able to clear this thing. Luckily, you broke your leg. I mean, luckily, it was just your leg. So, Steve, you're dropping down?
Yeah.
I'd also like to use my healing gauntlets on my leg.
Oh, what is that, a D4?
Yeah.
Oh, you got one charge left?
Yep.
Oh, but they're done until the next sunrise.
Yes.
They recharge at dawn, yeah.
Sweet.
That's a 3.
You took some Tylenol.
I haven't even told you about the damage you took.
I was going to say, to be honest, what damage did I take?
Every 10 feet is a dice I roll. One.
Oh, God.
Five. Three. So nine. So nine you damage. Healed yourself.
21 minus six. No, minus seven off of my temporary hit.
Oh, the Agathys armor, would that still be on?
Yep. I think so.
Fuck, how long does that last?
I feel like it lasts a full hour.
15 damage.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I would totally give that the armor would protect you a little bit, but that seems frighteningly long.
Yeah, it lasts for 1 hour.
Okay, so you have a fall that was actually somewhat lessened, Beleg. Most of the damage is absorbed and your armor of Agathys cracks and smashes all over the place.
Yeah.
But it has remained somewhat intact and certainly helped you. So, Steve, you come down and Beleg's in like a pool of Agathys.
Pool of Agathys. Oh, Agathys in her pool.
Leg looks like it's kind of crooked. He did some healing with the gauntlets, Beleg. You reached down with those brass kind of healing gauntlets. You kind of tried to redo your
Miyagi rub.
Your shin.
Yeah.
A little fibia.
I guess I've got like a buckle or some sort of like a piece of leather that I can pull off of, like a leather strap that's holding on a bracer or something, and like offer it to him to put into his mouth. Here, put this in your mouth.
I kind of panically look at Steve, and I cast Disguise Self and make my shin look good again. I'm fine.
That'll do it.
All right, I'm going to use medicine to try and straighten the leg out.
In this alleyway between two buildings within the same block, you are attempting a little medicine, maybe splint that leg, set it straight?
Okay. Yeah, a little gutter medicine.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, the shaming Chris is still in my inventory, right?
Oh, absolutely, Beleg. As you recall back to when you had the altercation with Steve in the third floor of the White Chain, I mean, you remember so clearly putting this thing away. It's right there in your satchel.
Okay, now that he's looking for something, I'm going to straighten his leg when he's not looking.
Okay, as he bites down on the little bit that you've given him and is rustling around through his adventurer's pack, you try.
Yeah, his
it.
Attention's not on his leg right now, so I'm going to go for it.
And Steve, you're going to roll advantage on this medicine check.
That's a 16.
All right. Beleg, as you search around and feel that you definitely have a grip on some weapon in your bag, you feel a real shock and your leg is being manipulated by Steve.
Told you to bite down.
I'm not gonna grab the shaming, Chris, but I thought about it. That'll be safe for a later date.
Have I straightened the leg out appropriately?
Oh yes, you feel like this, in conjunction with the healing gauntlets, allows Beleg to move at approximately 50% of his normal speed, so 15 feet per turn instead. So you're moving like at half speed, but you guys stand up and, you know, look out into the street. A lot of the torch lights are actually going out now. It seems like Polb does not have a great, even though it's quite an impressive city, right? Well-developed city. It doesn't seem to have a great, like, sort of maintenance on the lanterns in the evening, and as a bit of a mist and a damp fog appears, it is dark out here, guys.
We both have dark.
Yep. Yeah. No, we're okay.
So we keep. I'm gonna limp. Hey, Steve, you wanna hang out with me?
Yeah, I let him put his weight on
Thank goodness I'm not Kaitoa or Rook.
Yeah, exactly. You're the one person who breaks their leg in the party that I could probably help.
Old Boy Scout Steve.
My notes are going to be so confusing when I read back on them. It's like, Death Lord Shapeshifter. Chrislick must be saved. I broke my leg.
I just got my splinting badge.
Yeah, you did.
The inside is real huge ponchos, like all badges.
All badges.
Just got a sash.
You just get Kaitoa to sew it in there.
And, okay, this is a good spot then as you guys figure out your strategy to go back to the inside of the Wizard and Spear Rook and Kaitoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
You stare across at Leah. You sit out amongst the big poster boards of, you know, weapons with their descriptions that you can flip through. And Rook, you stand at the door, right, like standing watch.
Yeah.
Rook, as you stare down into the darkness of the street, South Main Street here, yeah, you start to see figures appearing. The occasional passerby, perhaps, but the lamplight and the torchlight and your dark vision, you know, allows you to see just into the darkness. And Steve and Beleg, what are you doing?
I'm just going to the Wizard and Spear.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm helping Beleg.
Okay. As you lurch forward, then you would see the big sign with the impaled image of the wizard, you know, receiving a spear right through his gut. That is the sign that hangs in front of the Wizard and Spear. And it is totally dark. The curtains are shut, and you see nothing, and the candle is not lit in front of the doorway.
Salt the Stone of Near Speech.
Steve picks the lock.
Or not.
Well, Rook's got it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rook and Steve have it.
I toss you my stone and proceed to pick the lock.
Sweet. I toss him the stone while he's picking it. testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Hello? You guys on your way?
We're here. The fuck's happening? Like, where are you guys?
We're inside.
We'll open the door.
I will go open it up before Steve can finish picking it.
Steve, knock!
Finish the... I picked the lock.
I picked it. You don't have to... Fuck you!
Come on in, guys. We're just trying to get Chris Blixman help here, and I'm gonna let them in and shut the door behind them.
Oh, hi.
We're waiting on ma'am. She's called very angrily for him.
She! I'm literally right here!
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna let Beleg and Steve know that Leah's not the biggest fan of Kaitoa right now.
I don't blame her. Wait, would she have seen when Rook took out the stone to talk to me?
In my cape. I would have tried to... It'd be like, you know, one of those radios on the inside of a suit chest pocket?
Yeah.
FBI style?
So, Rook, if that's what you were trying to do, you can certainly think that you drew some suspicion, but Beleg, as you enter, and Steve, as you enter, and supporting Beleg as he limps in, still with the frost armor kind of clinging to you, this does not seem to be the most of Leah's concerns. She is simply incensed that Kaito is speaking about her in the, you know, objective third person, like she doesn't exist. And the chairs that she has set for Kaitoa and Rook, you know, in between the desk here are, you know, only enough for three, Beleg and Steve, as you enter.
I want to sit down.
Yeah, Steve's not doing great either.
Well, okay, shall we into the back then? Into the back. Mem will surely be up now. I can already hear the grumbling. Come on through. Oh, you first, Mr. Kaitoa.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure what the door was in here.
Oh, yes, indeed, after you. Oh, there's Mem on the staircase. Boy, he looks pleasant.
And she goes off into the corner. Looks like she's about to tend to perhaps a pot of tea.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. What is this disturbance at this hour?
My name is Keto Atata.
From earlier.
Yes, we need your help.
Oh, you want help then, you four, with the prepaid account given by the mayor and approved by his administrator, Nafri, who paid me a visit not long ago.
Yeah,
just yesterday after he met with you. And now, at the conclusion of today, to my surprise, you four emerge. Step forward, grumble, you grumble, see sly human. And with the victorious new quartermaster, Poonslay, and the shapeshifter too, step forward. I would like to see you properly, all.
One of you heard me, or seen me shift shape.
You've come in here as two different people, and the spider tattoo's a dead giveaway. Wasn't there before.
Yes, it was.
Beleg, as your voice breaks, are you guys entering into the back along following with Kaitoa and Leah?
Yeah.
Crispuck's in the back here, right, with us?
Correct. Over near the desk, you know, is a series of kind of, you know, pots and pans, and that's where Leah's tending to. Kaitoa, as you sort of look around that area, the cooler where the ice box is right here.
Yeah.
So there is now a room now in front of you guys as you pass through from, you know, what we call the demo room, you know, or the showroom, dominated by this kind of large set of lockers, about an 8-foot table in front of you. And then a large, about, what would that be, a 10 or, oh wow, a 14 by 14 foot sort of raised stage area.
They said they wanted to sit, Mem. Too many asses and not enough seats out there.
Very well. Very well, Leah.
And he snaps his finger and chairs appear all around the table.
Hmm.
Illusionary, don't you know, but they'll support up to 1,000 pounds. Sit.
I snap my fingers and look like Mem.
Well, Rice, didn't need to say it then before. Clever parlor trick and nothing more.
I just go,
have a seat.
And he descends down from the staircase that leads up to... It seems like he's got a loft. You know, he's got a little loft into this area here, this first floor. Leah has now approached a rear door to this portion of the building, of the shop. And she now checks the lock on this back door. It's a formidable back door, and there's a small, you know, slot, you know, where she can open and look into the alleyway behind, and she does so. She opens it, then shuts it, and checks the lock again, and then comes to join you guys at the table.
I hear there's a lot of favor for you folks. A lot of the merchandise already on you, but Leah has it all prepared here.
And he indicates into the corner, there are all the items that you guys have been perusing in the catalog. This is the room where they are actually displayed. Now, you guys have obviously been outfitted with everything that was, you know, credited to you before, and you guys have not spent a cent in the wizard and spear. Mem looks on and crosses his arms.
Not what you thought it would be, Pole, I doubt it. What brings you here?
Everybody, steal everything, go to a new town, sell it, and be rich again. Say it. Delia doesn't actually say that.
Belleg, in your mind, certainly, though, I mean, you would theoretically, if there was a market for these sorts of items, this is a gold mine here.
Yes.
Well, I say again, why are you here again? Aaliyah's woken me up when I can't say no. And indeed, it is Nafri's decree that I shall help you. When he says goes, I see the stamp, I do what the stamp says. Is the tea ready, Leah?
Mem, we have an injured party member. We need your help.
The half-orc I can see looks like shit.
No.
No. More severe of an injury.
You, then. You just tinker away.
No. Follow me.
How about this pointy-eared fellow? He looks like he's taken a couple of slashes.
I walk over to the cooler, and I open it up, and I wave at Mem to come over.
Oh, my lunch. Well, I don't know if there's any sand... Oh, there's a badger in there!
Oh. She's our party member.
Oh, is this your party member?
You have to bring her back.
I am so sorry.
There has to be a way.
I am so sorry. I did not know. Bring this creature here. Is she fey? Enchanted. Enchanted. No. Transformed.
No.
Then a spell. Polymorphed.
No.
she's an unconscious druid.
Yeah.
Mem,
that would suck.
Mem looks to you, Steve, immediately as you mutter an unconscious druid under your breath.
Ah! That makes sense. What's her name?
Chris Blake.
And he starts to sort of prod about with a small wooden stick that he produces from his robe, and he is prodding right into Krizblik's now very cold and rigid body.
Close the lid, Leah. Close the lid. Close the lid.
And she does so, and the lid closes shut.
Oh, that's not work to be done without some major preparations. Very high-level spell slot.
Are you saying you can't do it?
Oh, how old is she?
I'm not sure.
Has she lived
Roll
a good life?
History.
How Group old history. Is history. Okay, yes. Yeah, anybody awesome. Here would certainly roll on group history. Over 40.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing nothing to help or hinder. Fine. That's a 10.
I got a 5.
Okay.
That's a hinder.
Nope.
Okay. Nope.
Let's see. What is my history bonus?
That's a whole lot of nope from Steve.
Okay, Steve, you will roll with advantage All on right. that roll.
14 for Ikaruk.
Oh, history, huh? That is a 10.
With advantage, fuck.
So 15, what's that, 29. What did you get, Belleg?
10.
Oh, brutal.
39.
We think she's between 0 and 100.
Yeah, there was 100. That sucks.
Well, there's a way. The green magic. But it's not something even I would be able to just whip up willy-nilly.
We're not asking you to whip it up. We
Leave.
Just want it done.
Leave your party member with me. She is young. She is young. She has not yet had her first litter. Wait a second. What is the original species of your party member? What is the race?
Who?
Badger, unless our DM decides to throw a crazy curveball at us and make her actually a druid.
Badger, you say? There is no person beyond the animal. It changes nothing for me. Let's get this straight. That's a badger cut in half in a freezer.
Yes.
As far as you know.
Lots of things. Where's Nafri then? Leah, come sit with us. Everybody, sit. Where's Nafri? Where's the quartermaster?
You're looking at him.
Oh, I'm right here.
Where's that devious snake flaunting?
I think he's dead.
He's on vacation.
Where's Nafri's inhuman guards? His 9 bodyguards?
Never seen him.
Is that so? Then there is one evil you have not cleared out of Polblen. But still, well done. I think you have competency. There's just these, I'll describe them to a T. They're made of enchanted wood. These golem creatures encased in armor. They'll rip you to shreds, you party of 4. You're not ready for them. 9 of them there are in brown cloaks. We must arm ourselves now, Leah. Get the biggest, baddest shit out of the armory. And he starts frothing as he's starting to drink his tea.
I like this guy.
Do you not like Nafri?
Nafri. Does it look like there is a
Dish.
Bit of a thick air in the room when his name comes up? He did come to me yesterday, and he said there was a problem he needed getting rid of as always. We're under his thumb. This whole city is corrupt. But you, party, you seem to be slowly taking out the rot.
Oh, we fucked up his guard. We fucked up Nafri.
What?
He wants to roll an insight check to make sure this guy is actually telling the truth when he's talking about Nafri.
Insight, Steve. And then Beleg, you have now admitted you did stomp some guards.
Yeah.
All right.
Insight is... Holy shit. I have insight, too.
Wow. Insight.
How do I have insight? Where did I get insight from? Anyway, I've got a 20, not natural, for insight.
Thanks.
Steve, you would think back to wise men, lore masters, inventors, alchemists, and Mem, you know, fits this category, and you can tell his furrowed brow and the spittle upon his whitened beard is legit.
Thank goodness.
Sweet.
Because I just sold the farm to him in words.
Well then, it's not so urgent, Leah. put that down. Don't let them see that. Put it away.
You could say that Nafri is actually in the room with us.
Yeah, basically. I'll snap my fingers and turn into Nafri.
What are you talking about?
As you do so, Beleg, Leah staggers backwards. She is relatively close on your side of the table there. And, immediately she seems to, as her cloak whips around, like she seems to have produced 2 curved blades, elvish blades.
Whoa there.
Just as soon as that happens, she puts them back beyond her cloak.
How long have you been impersonating the foul Nafri?
One day?
Yeah, one day. We got a lot done.
I was standing right next to you. Not a bad act. I didn't know the difference. Until the moment I saw your speech at the execution.
Thank you. You were there. Yeah, I fooled you.
For a minute, yes. Well, that's why I said, Beleg, don't take this too far. What do you know about the Poison Scepter?
What do you know about the Poison Scepter?
Let me answer this question with a question.
Your battle of wits and logic and discourse is very low. Roll a persuasion.
That's an 18.
Okay. You look across the table there, and you're flanked by Rook and Steve and Kaitoa closest to Mem. Leah circles behind you guys. And she's now heading for the back door. And again opens the little shutter, to look out.
Well, play ball. back in your court. Where's the gnome?
We don't actually know.
Is, hey, Lee, are you waiting for somebody, or what's going on?
Always to check the back doors now. We're very close to Southie, don't you know? And since the brigands have been about, you can never be too sure.
I want to see if she's trying to bluff. That is an insight check.
Insight on Leah, Steve, as hold that thought as Beleg and Mem continue their discourse.
Look, it's easy enough. After the Goblin Wars, there were a lot of disenfranchised informants, the spymasters and stuff. If you know a little gnome named Gurm, you know who I'm talking about. Not much left of them. The old remnants that served the kingdoms in the Goblin Wars. And then there's the Wizards Guild. I'm an outcast, along with others. And what can I say? It's been 80 years since all kinds of artifacts and technology have started to resurface, you know? What they say, there's just intermission between wars. There's no such thing as peace. People are arming up again.
Who are the powers?
Everybody's jockeying for position, half-elf. You with your lineage might know that. Whole squadrons of half-elves bred in the old days. Just armies, fodder. Elves, they don't like dying themselves. They like breeding half-elves for armies. 10,000 years ago is like yesterday to me, boys. Look at these books. Right, look at these books.
And he proudly displays a bunch of, bookcases.
How old are you, ma'am?
Steve is, Steve's gonna step outside and get some air.
Okay.
I want to ask him what they're arming up for.
Well, the next big conflagration. Who can say what it'll be? I'm not interested.
Steve, do you want to try and go back into the front room, or Leah still looking at the back door?
Well, I want to. I don't like that she continually looks at this back door and is looking for something out the back. She seems preoccupied by it, and I think Steve is. It's just raising alarms for him.
So go join Leah at the back, and you would simply be leaving the table and the discussion briefly. It's just. Like 10 to 15 feet away.
I'm going to just do my best to kind of be as stealthy as possible. So I want her to show me as much as she can without her noticing. Like I want to see why she keeps looking out this window and
okay.
I want to read her situation without her noticing that I'm doing it.
Okay.
Chris, like he wants us to leave Chris like with him, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm starting to dig on Mem.
Mem, what do you know about living constructs?
Oh, nice character question.
Look at that around your neck there. Has all the answers you seek.
And he indicates to you the Sojourner's medallion.
What do you mean?
Isn't that why you picked it up?
I just like shiny things.
You're the shiniest of shiny things. Created to, let's say, make a final stand in the Dragon Wars, or the last stand of all the races Dragon against Wars. The awakened dragons. Piece of ancient tech, hard to come about these days, and when you stepped in yesterday, gave me a hell of a thing to think about. I must have been out of some archaeological dig in the desert, you.
What about the Spirit Forge?
Oh, the Spirit Forge. Well, you might have looked into that Sojourner's Medallion after all, I guess. And it's, it's no secret. That's what made you.
Yeah, but do you know where it is? Does it exist still?
How does Nafri have a guard of...
The Sunken Continent, my ancient friend, the Sunken Continent. Anatakan, that's farther back than you or I could ever know. That's beyond myth and legend. No, there's no Spirit Forge in the world anymore.
Then how does Nafri have these constructs?
They're imitations of life. They're from corrupted druid wood north in the ancient forests around Tlomber, the ruins of the elvish city underground.
Tlomber? Fuck yeah.
Do you have a piece of them?
We didn't take anything, did we?
No.
Did Nafri drop a sort of amulet?
Oh yeah,
that might Nafri control dropped, them?
Yeah, after you drop this little stick-like thing.
Yeah!
Oh! Gimme!
And I give say it, to it nice! Say it, yeah. No, say it nicely. Say please. Fuck you.
No, I hold it out. I hold it out and show him.
Mm.
And then when he reaches for it, I close my hand.
Oh!
I say, but Chris Blake has to live.
Oh, you sneaky man. Oh, well, that is the spirit wood. Special trees the elves awakened eons ago. That's the same stuff that makes you up, my sinewy friend. But this is just an imitation. This is just an ingredient. You need to have a baker to know how to bake a cake.
And sure enough, you know, as you look at this amulet, Kaitoa, it does, like, you can hold this little cylinder of wood in between your fingers. And as you look at it, yes, it really does resemble the kind of, you know, sinewy, organic bits of your own body in between the armor plating.
Sweet.
Steve, as you come up beside Leah, there is the sound of squeaking wheels in the alleyway.
Well, it's our friends.
And as the squeaking gets closer, Leah opens the little, you know, shutter, and there is nobody at eye level.
Oh, it's Lieutenant Dan.
Steve, are you up there with the Leah at the back?
Yep. Yeah. I kind of sidled up closer. I'm definitely more interested in what she's preoccupied with than the conversation.
She has craned her ear, you know, out to the night, the dark night here, as mist and little bits of rain, you know, start to congeal in the air. And Steve, she's looking at you straight in the eyes, silent, as she cranes her ear to the alleyway. The squeaking has stopped. And there is a knocking on the door.
Oh, shit. Shaving a haircut.
It is the ultra secret haircut and a shave that presages the opening of the door. And the small but recognizable figure of Germ and Dorophil.
Yeah.
Germ!
Hello, boys. Yay! It's the ice cream man.
I got a stump card. Let me in.
I saw you. You were chasing after Knowles. What are you guys doing here?
Shut the door.
I'm good at doing that, but...
I'm crazy about doors now that my place been left open once.
Steve?
I'm not good with doors. I wasn't grown... I didn't grow
You're not good
out.
With doors or door fills.
No, I'm Beleg. I was good for a laugh. But you know what, Steve? My crossword blew out the door when you left it open. I like the crossword.
Dorophil, will you please take it easy? I smell tea. Oh, let's have a brew. Mem, have an introduction here to the newest members of the Poison Scepter.
Oh, yay!
Hey.
Well, hello.
Boy.
Surprise. Am I right? Have you not infiltrated, and have you not rooted out the corruption, my friends?
Yeah.
We've done
like,
pretty good.
Like we've done that.
4% of the corruption.
That said, and I Belly looks at Mem, hypothetically, if we imprisoned Nafri, and then thought about fighting him, and then fought him a little bit, and then he almost died, and then for some reason we stopped him from dying and saved him, and then he disappeared, where do you think he would be right now?
Where's the first place that he would go?
Yeah.
Because we are drawing a blank.
Have you seen any melted face guys with broken arms?
We've kind of created a dark man.
Yes.
Oh, Mickey, I see what you mean about these boys. They like to make mice and then take credit for it. I like them more and more every day. Oh, you boys would have been good members of Dorophil's Dragoons. I'll tell you how to swing a war pick.
Mickey is looking at Dorophil and looking back to you.
Fled? Where has Nafri fled to, then? I must ask, Beleg, this hypothetical situation you talked to me about seems very specific and grounded in reality.
You're very intuitive, Mickey.
I see nothing here in the city, folks. You have taken it all over. But Rook, you are the quartermaster of nobody. And there is no army left in Pope.
Oh, that's right. You know, my pigeons got a message from Sergeant Sandred, you know? They camp for the night and are assailed by gnolls.
Ooh, what happened to the army?
They camp at night and are assailed by gnolls. Do I not speak common?
How many lived?
He's saying we just got a message from a little wee pigeon. Sergeant Sandred sent a message. They camp for the night and are under attack by gnolls. The gnoll even trails off in a comedic way. He must have got it onto the little pigeon's leg just as he was taking an arrow.
Well, I guess we should go to Iz. Right.
Well, we're gonna need some weapons.
Hold on! Has anybody tried my tea?
And Mem is looking...
No, I want to, though.
Anime.
Long rest. Long rest.
I beckon you, boys. Either get with my tea drinking or get yourselves some serious healing. I have the feeling that you need to, in many ways, recharge.
Oi, this fellow, Mem, he's not all bad. He is part of that Wizards Guild. Not too hot on them after some recent information has come to light, but whatever. I think it's fine. Right. You're my new four. This makes the full complement of the Poison Scepter. 7 members, maybe 8.
Yeah, there's one more. It's needs to live.
That's sneaky.
Our druid.
You fuckers druid. Pretending to be Black Arrow, but are Poison Scepter the whole time.
Who, us?
Yep.
Me and Leah?
Yeah.
Hey, I resent this entirely. I'm here under the only way that I can practice magic outside of the fucking Wizards Guild. I have nothing to do with this Black Arrow nonsense. They blackmailed Mem. I'm not a part of it.
Say why?
Thank you, Leah, for standing up for me. Look, I was taking packages from this alchemist on Moy. I don't know his name. The initials RS. Packages came through a variety of messengers. A lot of things are connected when it comes to what was happening with this chemical. You know, it was used in the city, guys. You know that? It was used to drug a whole bunch of people. Frog. And, well, yeah, I was sucked into it. We were sucked into it here. You see what, obviously, we have here? We have some pretty amazing features in this shop. Hundreds of pieces of... This is armor and weapons with heritage. We're not the corner armor store. Oh, sometimes I can't sleep at night. Leah, tea!
I don't want
tea, too.
Whoever takes the tea will find it to be a familiar scent, sort of grassy, but extremely dark green. And as you see what Leah is doing in the back, she seems to be like grinding and compressing some long, dark green shoots.
I drink it.
Can we do a history check?
Okay, as you drink it, Beleg, Kaitoa, you do a history check. Rook, you've been also presented with this. Your tea has cooled off.
I got an 18.
Can I do an arcana check on it?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
And Kaitoa, what'd you get?
18.
You know this to be sort of a wheat or a grassy-based thing, but you yourself, Kaitoa, have never imbibed this. What'd you get, Rook?
11.
This is not in any way a sort of, I don't think, a magical thing as far as Rook is concerned. You look at it, it has no special quality that would make you concerned from a magical perspective. And Beleg, as you down this thing, you feel a rush. And this is very similar to like a wheatgrass shot.
I feel great.
Immediately, Beleg, even though it's been a long day and you run low on spell slots, you have a bit of a rush, and you will get one hit point.
That's great. I mean, it doesn't really matter because we're both just a long rest.
And then Mem says, "Whoa, never be afraid of generosity and hospitality. As I said, Leah will show you out the front door if you're done here. I hear the big boys in town now. But do come back. We have a little bit to talk about. Your forces are under assault, it sounds like. But I'm retiring."
I'm going to slam it back and say, "Thanks for the drink. We're off to the White Chain."
Okay.
And tomorrow, to Iz. Maybe.
Yeah, it is.
I guess, yeah. Long rest in the White Chain.
Yeah, long rest.
Fuck. Wait.
Long rest.
No, before he goes, I want to say, like, do you have any weapons to help us out before we can go?
You have the pamphlet, but now here, take the full list. Leah.
And he beckons Leah to go over to his bureau. She brings over, guys, a blank sheet of paper.
Ooh.
And lays it on the table. Mem points his finger towards the pamphlet, and immediately is filled with lists and items and descriptions and prices in quite fine writing. They appear like somebody has spilled ink across the page, revealing perfect handwriting.
Nice. Here you go. The good stuff.
Ooh. All right. Well, let's go long rest and we'll be back.
We'll see. Grab it.
We'll see you in my coat.
Put it into my coat. Turn around.
All right.
I have one more question.
Oh, yes.
Where can we go?
Sly Ranger boy.
A couple bags of caltrops.
Yeah, like throw Steve a bag of caltrops.
Oh, man. You can't re-gift a gift.
He's a regifter.
He's a regifter.
Yeah, man, you gotta use those things at least once, or regift them at least once to a different person. Sorry, what did you ask there, Mr. Steve?
I would like to buy caltrops and possibly lockpicking tools.
Leah, I'm done with this sly ranger boy. I don't like him. I'm going upstairs. Grumble, grumble.
Steve, have I caught your name right? Steve?
Yep.
We're not an arms merchant, my young liege. There's the crossed axes in Pole Plaza. They'll sell you caltrops by the barrel. But, I mean, here I don't have... I have nothing like that.
Crossed axes?
You're facing Zbergen's statue. The crossed axes. Armor, merchant, weapons merchant. Just the typical fare, though.
And she looks at you, Beleg, up and down. Is your armor still on you?
If it's been an hour, then it's gone. Maybe yeah. It would have disappeared during our conversation.
Right. So as you've drunk your tea, and so what are you, what disguise are you in now?
I'm, I'm Mem still.
Yeah. Like, it's been a good laugh, and you've been Mem there, but...
Yeah, I haven't actually.
You're creeping me out. You know, he's my boss.
I'll count my fingers and go to Bellic, like actual Bellic. I'll take it off.
With his half hair?
No.
No.
Partially bald Bellic. Come on.
Full mullet. We're going mullet Bellic.
Are you? You're careful as you switch back into true Bellic, and you do see Leah actually breathe a bit of a sigh of relief.
Oh, I thought I would never see your true face. This party is very strange, but you have a tough time pinning down. Is this your true appearance?
Yes.
I know those ears. The ears, are they legit?
Yes.
What a sigh of relief.
Ask him about the hair.
Shut up!
Not many true half-elves around.
And as she pulls back her hair, now tighter than you've seen her do it before, she reveals, guys, she has full-on half-elf knife ears. Okay, guys, as you leave, was there anything else? Mem is turning around. Bellic, you've switched out of your actual, you know, you're quite convincing Mem disguise, the blue cloak, the old grizzled guy. You're back into Bellic. You guys turn coat, and you're making for the white chain. Was there anything else?
I wink at Leah and then leave.
Oof. You know I make you guys roll for that cheesy shit.
Yeah. I should roll for it.
You might as well just rook winking the gunner.
Yeah. I'm taking off. No. Nope.
All right. Later, guys.
Okay. Wait, am I rolling?
Yeah.
Charisma? Just straight charisma?
It's your highest, like, charisma performance-related ability.
Well, I feel like it's almost an insult because my best is deception. But, I mean, hey, trying to trick her into liking me, so that makes sense. Oh, it's not very good. 6 plus 6, so 12.
Oh, okay, your wink is well received.
Perfect.
So she turns about, and ooh, Bellic, as she turns about, you do see she does have two sheathed, curved blades hidden under that white cloak.
What a cutie. I'm in love.
Bellic, as you kind of, as you wander out casually and you hear the little doorbell ring as you leave the Wizard and Spear, you will be just catching up to Kaito and Rook, who are off and on their way to the White Chain. Steve has stayed behind. Steve, explicitly against Mem's wishes, you're now kind of left at that border. Between the showroom and the back room, and Mem is just almost making it up to his loft, and Leah is looking out the front window after Bellic. She's like parted the curtain a bit, and she's kind of looking down the street after him.
I am stealthing up.
As you hug behind in the shadows, Steve, can you roll a stealth? And this will be, Leah is preoccupied. So you've managed, because of your urban poncho, because of how large the doors are, you've managed to create the sense that you probably left with Bellic.
I just did like a button hook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You double back.
That's a 24.
Oh shit. You probably, because you probably vault over the front desk there.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to be in the back, yes, you're now catching, you know, Mem as he approaches the top of the stairs.
Okay.
Now, Gurm and Dorophil must have exited at the back from whence they came, probably the same time that Rook and Kaitoa left at the front.
Is there a way to like, have we passed a door that I could shut behind us?
Certainly there's the door that we passed from the showroom to the back room.
I'll try to close that as quietly as possible so that there's an actual divider between us and Leah.
Well, I mean, you described it as slowly and carefully, so I won't make you roll for that. I assume your passive dex is pretty high. As you turn around, though, Mem is looking right at you. He has seen you gingerly creep into the back. He has seen you.
Okay.
Boy.
You mentioned an RS from Moy.
Moy is a huge island. The initials RS meant nothing to me. It was an alchemist, to be sure, and we were, say, well, we were, say, distributing it, Leah and I, out the back door here to the most unsavory of specimens, and, well, I don't feel better for it, boy. I feel shameful a bit, to be true.
So you've never met this RS?
No. The handwriting seems familiar, though. Every time the package contains the same little shipping envelope and often a precautionary note. This is not to be toyed with. This alchemist's creations are mind-bending.
Hmm. Yeah. I agree. So, you've had direct correspondence from him?
Well, the letters, I suppose.
When's the last time you received a letter from RS?
Well, in the last month of the last year, but it was about a monthly affair, you know, so a dozen letters and about a dozen packages over the course of a year, say.
Okay, thanks.
Do close the door on your way out.
Yeah, sure. I don't close the door, by the way.
And Steve, as you pass Leah, who is still, you know, making that little, you know, crack in the drapes as she looks down into the foggy street.
Can I tap her, like, in the small of her back?
and then run?
Yeah.
You are scot-free. And just as you tap Leah in the small of her back, can you make a sleight of hand?
Yep. Ooh, I get a plus one to this. My wonderful armor. 19.
Okay. You have no problem pulling your childlike college prank move.
Yes.
And so are you trying to, like, give her the whoop and then duck out the door?
Yeah.
So as you run down the street, you probably chuckle to yourself, Steve, as...
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
Step off, Steve. She's mine.
As you see in the fog and the mist in front of you, Steve, Beleg. And you're just catching up, and now you both are together, you and Beleg, and you guys both see the form of Kaitoa and Rook, you know, lumbering forward, probably only about 50 or 60 feet.
Man, that chick Leah's pretty cute, huh?
Beleg makes a full-on plan to boom the shit out of her.
So predictable.
On the list.
I mean, I think she's really nice.
Okay. I thought she was a nice lady. No.
Very nice. Great personality.
Yeah. Very well formed ears.
I'm a bit of an ear guy. What started out as an escape turned into a very insightful evening.
And that, my friends, is where we'll leave you tonight on this episode of Dungeons and Blackguards.
Okay, so zombie or like robo Crisplick?
robo Crisplick.
You're biased, you construct.
A zombie would be awesome.
Like, pick it up.
Zombie Crisplick's fucking amazing.
Or there will be trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Crisplick that can talk?
Yeah, well, you gotta put like a vocoder in.
It's just like a digital recording that plays.
Yeah.
There's a snake in my boot.
No, man, it'll be the voice from the computer from Star Trek The Next Generation.
That works. I'm picturing like Wally. Chris Blake.
Can we put a Siri inside the badger?
Chris Blake, what's the weather today? We are looking at 24 degrees.
There is congestion in front of the white chain. Alternate route.
As you guys decided what to do, I had three choices tonight. I opened Sidetracked ISA.
Nice.
Who's that by?
Red Arrow, and I really don't know much about Red Arrow, but it's a 4.5. It's pretty okay.
I'm rocking the old Fat Tug and D20s here.
I have some raised bubbles. Although I'm drinking it slowly, because earlier today I was shit-faced with my friend from Alberta. I took like a 3-hour nap to sober up before I started playing, so.
Nice.
I am drinking some Port Charlotte Islay single malt.
Ooh, did you grab some of that Raised by Wolves, Toma?
I did as well. I have some in the fridge as a backup, but I'm drinking whiskey.
Because, you know, when you've had enough whiskey, you switch to a 7%+ like wild ale. Yeah.
So I have a half-empty bottle of Alberta Premium beside my glass of beer. So I'm gonna flip that switch at some point, too.
Play the fight riff.
Nice.
I still need to talk to someone about my... About getting the last bit of the thievery shit set up.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mickey's going to be the one who'd be able to help me out with this kind of shit anyway.
It's good. It felt very, like, insulated for a little while when we were doing all the interpulp stuff. So it was kind of refreshing talking to Mem and him talking about the Poison Scepter and...
The larger...
Yeah, exactly.
I do like the mention of the potential dungeon.
Talombur.
Yeah.
That's my place too. That's where the elves are. Or the elves were.
Yeah.
It's probably the most consistent note in my notebook is we have to go to Talombur at some point.
My favorite thing is that I was going to mention that Steve, this is probably the longest Steve has been in a town ever. But then I also realized that it's really only been like 2 days. So it's like, No, I'm sure he's been in a town longer than that.
Are you a hockey fan at all, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
So my like nondescript human number two in my mind's eye looks like Alain Vigneault.
Alain Vigneault, nice.
That's basically been what he's looked like the entire time in my head for some reason.
Did I ever tell you that Alain Vigneault reminds me of my grade 8 French teacher?
No.
Every time I hear that name, all I think is the Seinfeld where the guy on the subway's like, "Oh, Elaine. Like, you look scrumptious."
That's exactly how he talks.
Yeah. Oh, Elaine.
Just coaching a hockey team of elite athletes. Oh.
Ooh. Elaine.
Slapshot. That slapshot was scrumptious.
You look scrumptious.
Hey, Rob, how many episodes have we spent in Polb?
Oh,
do you
shit.
Know off the top of your head?
So you started in Polb, of course, on It Was Like This When We Got Here. No, the Fawns of Poncho buying. You got there in episode 10/11.
So we spent
14 episodes.
14 episodes times 3. So 42 hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like it literally has been 2 days almost that we spent in pool.
Correct.
Steve, that's awesome.
Yeah, you started on January 28th at approximately 11:25 p.m. And now Oh no, sorry. That was the beginning of the montage. No, you start on February 7th. You've been in Polb for 2 days. Jeb 7, Jeb 8, and it's about to be Jeb 9.
I love that our real time is catching up to our playtime.
Oh, fuck, we started January 19th, and in the game world, it's only been, 3 weeks, but it's been 7 months.
It's hilarious. The compressed the stretched time of D&D.
It's nice living in a place where time doesn't really move the same way.
And you guys are out of inspiration, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't have any. I lobbied for inspiration earlier in the session, but I didn't.
Earlier this session or last session?
This session.
When was that?
Oh, fuck, what did I do?
I might not be doing my job. It's hard in the moment. What has Beleg done? It was pretty neat how you stuck bat with Steve.
I feel like it was before that. Fuck, I said I should get inspiration for something. I can't remember what it was now.
Anybody can get somebody give Beleg inspiration. Does anybody have any left?
No, I'm tapped.
It was pretty awesome when I stuck with Steve, though. Am I right?
It was pretty awesome.
I remember there was a rule where you couldn't say, "Can I have inspiration?"
Yeah,